I want to dive right in to a bill in Olympia that, again, you've got to ask, what are the motives here? A bill in Olympia that apparently would allow children of any age to obtain a medical procedure of any type and not tell their parents. Could this actually be happening? Well, one legislator who is on top of this and wants people to know more about it is Mike Padden. Mike Padden, former judge, former legislator turned judge turned state senator from the Spokane Valley. He joins us this morning. And of course, I know that all Eastern Washington legislators and everybody else very proud of Eastern Washington University's own Cooper Kupp being the most valuable player in the Super Bowl yesterday, Mike Padden.
Well, absolutely, and especially the Yakima Valley from where he hails. So,
yeah. Davis High. So, you know, good on him. I have a feeling that most people are saying, okay, there's no way a bill in Olympia would actually do that. There's got to be a catch here. But explain to our listeners.
No, this is Senate Bill 5883, and it passed the Senate 2821 and would allow unaccompanied minor youth to get these medical procedures done, but there's no accountability. There's no requirement that there be any documentation that the youth is really an unaccompanied minor homeless youth. No bottom age limit. And one of the worst parts of it, there's complete immunity for negligence. So criminal immunity, civil immunity, and they can't even be disciplined by their own profession. We had some compelling testimony, John, from Julie Barrett up in Snohomish County. Her child was taken to Seattle Children's Hospital, was moved without her consent to a homeless shelter, and at the homeless shelter, they changed the medical records to their address, took the parents off the records. It was only through a rescue effort that was headed by law enforcement that the child was rescued and now is being treated out of state for mental health issues. But the fact that they changed the medical records, everything else normally, there would be civil, at least civil liability for doing that. Under this bill, nothing. So it's kind of a carte blanche, and like I say, no lower age limit on this at all. It's really a horrible bill.
Who's responsible for this?
Rights. Well, the sponsor is our new senator, Senator Trudeau from North Dakota.
And what is the motive for having a bill that doesn't even have an age limit?
Yeah, I mean, we currently in our state law have the mature minor doctrine, which will allow a youth under the age of majority to make some medical decisions if they're evaluated and mature enough. But they are, I think, concerned about the liability. They say it isn't happening. They don't know about the mature minor doctrine. So I offered an amendment just to strike everything and publicize the mature minor doctrine, but that was rejected. I'm hopeful that people will rise up and let the House members know that they oppose this legislation. There's a hearing this coming Thursday at 8 a.m. in the Children, Youth, and Family Committee in the House. And as you well know, John, that number, the hotline number is 1-800-562-6000. The people can call and let their legislators know they oppose this.
This is, again, Senate Bill 5883?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I want to get back to the committee testimony that you were going over. You had Children's Hospital actively colluding with a service provider to take a child out of the hospital without informing the parent? Do I have that right?
That was the testimony from Julie Barrett, who's with the Conservative Ladies of Washington. That was her daughter, and she testified to that, that they changed her medical records and sent her off to the homeless shelter when she needed mental health care.
Okay, now wait. I can understand a hospital in a situation where they suspect abuse, let's say, for calling in law enforcement and you know, holding back the parents. Again, in extraordinary circumstances where they believe that a child's welfare is endangered by a parent or that the parent is responsible for the medical problems of the child involving law enforcement. But that doesn't appear to be this case here.
Well, it doesn't. Certainly nothing that was done by the parents that should have caused concern from the testimony we received. Apparently the daughter was suicidal, and that was the reason she was taken to the hospital. But it was due to mental health issues, as I understand it, from the testimony. We obviously don't know all the details.
Well, why, if a girl is suicidal and is having mental health issues, would you send her to a homeless shelter instead of to a mental health facility?
Yeah, no, you would not. You would not. So, you know, it's very, very strange and troubling what went on there. And this bill would facilitate incidents like that and take away parental rights, and it could be used for all sorts of things when the youth are not even unaccompanied. It said in the bill, it says, well, they can ask for documentation, but not required to do so. So this bill is it seems like carte blanche to make decisions without the parents being involved.
What is the argument that they give for, again, carving parents out of the equation if they don't suspect legal wrongdoing by the parents?
Well, they're saying that they're not in physical custody of the parent or guardian. But, of course, there's no documentation of that, and they say they experience homelessness. So
that could be a runaway.
Yes.
So yeah. you run away, and that gives you the equivalent of franchise?
Right, and of course these youth are incredibly vulnerable and can be taken advantage of by all sorts of folks out there. It would seem to me it's when they need the parental involvement the most.
Well, first of all, exactly. On the one hand, runaways are sometimes very vulnerable and very scared. And sometimes runaways are very manipulative and will casually lie. They'll lie to social workers, they'll lie to cops, they'll lie to hospital workers, etc. I understand wanting to get to the bottom of who's telling the truth regarding the parents, but that would mean involving the parents.
Right. Right. Well, also here, the testimony on the pro side was that the homeless youth may not be able to get the approval of school counselors even. So
what does that tell you?
Yeah.
You know, this is, again, aiding and abetting destructive behavior. This is we've seen this when it comes to adults in Seattle, aiding and abetting drug use, drug abuse, drug addiction, criminal behavior to keep addiction going, and homelessness and the like. And we see the results, an uptick in both property and violent crime. And Seattle, formerly one of the most beautiful cities in the Pacific Northwest, blighted.
Yeah, just... you don't even have to go through downtown. Just drive I-5 going through and see all the graffiti, gang activity almost consistently all the way through the city.
Senator Patton, could you take a phone call with me? Because we have Bob calling from Renton with a really good question here. Bob?
Thank you, Senator.
We'll patch you in with Senator Padden. You have a very good question.
Well, okay, someone takes this kid to the hospital. Who's paying the bill? That bill has to go to somebody, be it parents, be it insurance, be it Medicaid. Who's paying it?
Senator Padden?
Well, I am absolutely sure it's going to be the taxpayer unless they could find some insurance somehow and bill it to them. We're going to be paying and aiding and abetting this behavior also by the payment of it, which is salt in the wounds with everything else. So.
I appreciate that phone call, Bob. And we will, when the legislative hotline opens, Senator Padden, we will be reminding people about this. And we're going to play a segment of our conversation we're having right now later on in the show and tell people again how they can let their legislator know just how awful this bill is.